Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Getting ready for playoff football, and one of the games, probably the premier game that everybody's looking forward to this weekend, has the Baltimore Ravens at the Buffalo Bills. To help that break us that all down with us, Jay Skursky, the Bills beat writer for the Buffalo News. Jay, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. How you doing, man?
Yeah, busy is a good way to describe it. You know, this game, as you mentioned there, is... sorry about that. As you can tell, I'm driving here and dealing with a little traffic. But, yeah, this game, as you said, is, you know, probably the most hyped of the weekend, and that leads to a lot of work, but a lot of fun work, and really looking forward to Sunday evening.
I'll get the weather question out of the way first. What's the expected conditions like for Sunday?
Yeah, cold, really cold. Imagine that, right, in Buffalo in January. But, no, we had a fairly big snowstorm last night. It's been clear today. It's actually rather pleasant right now for Buffalo in January. It was sunny and in the 40s today, but the temperature is definitely going to drop on Sunday. I think the game time temperature is expected to be in the teens, and with the wind chill, it's going to be in the single digits for sure. And as far as I know, this is going to be the coldest game of Lamar Jackson's career. I know he's played in, you know, listen, Baltimore is not a warm weather city by any stretch, but it's not Buffalo cold, and this is going to be a new experience for him and for the Ravens. And I do think that there is the potential that is a factor in this game. I don't think it's going to be very windy, which, you know, but even a few miles an hour when it's that cold drops the wind chill down. But you know, just the fact that, you know, I mean, we're talking bitter, bitter cold, and so that could be a factor.
You know, it's an interesting conversation, and I saw a tweet today. It was like, the Bills have the best home field advantage in sports, or at least in the NFL, because of they're just used to it, right? And I'm just curious, you know, in terms of the field, and it's not a heated field like some of these other stadiums would have, you know, do you see that play out throughout the course of some of these games where you can tell, like, the other team just is not managing the conditions that well?
It's a good question. I don't think there's an easy answer to that. I mean, when the Bills were on a 17-year playoff drought not all that long ago, home field advantage didn't really mean much, right? But now they're really good, and they haven't lost a game at home all season. And so how much of that is the fact that they're really good and they've got a superhero at quarterback versus, you know, I do think that there is a home field advantage to playing in Buffalo, certainly. I mean, the players are accustomed to the conditions more so than others. But listen, they practice indoors most of the time. They do practice outdoors in the stadium on Fridays before the game, so it's not like they're completely, you know, avoiding the conditions. 2 years ago, they lost in the divisional round in the playoffs to Cincinnati in a game that, you know, featured a fair amount of snow, and they kind of made excuses that the weather wasn't good. Well, you know, you got to get used to it. You live in Buffalo. You play in Buffalo, at least. You better build a team that can handle these conditions. And the one thing I would say about the Bills this year is they are built better to handle these conditions than I think they ever have been before under Sean McDermott. That's significant. They can run the ball. when they want to, and they can run it when they need to. And that's a really good recipe when you balance it with, obviously, Josh Allen's talents as a passer of the football. So offensively, I think they're in a really good, you know, spot to be able to play in conditions like this.
That leads me into us into the talk about Joe Brady, offensive coordinator. Saints fans have a ton of interest as well because he's being mentioned for, you know, head coaching positions. Just curious your impressions of what Brady's been able to bring to the Bills offense.
I'd say balance is the one word that jumps out to me first when I'm thinking about Joe Brady, just in terms of his commitment to the run, his belief that being able to run the ball will make life easier on Josh Allen. And when you look at the stats that the Bills were able to put up offensively this season, it's hard to argue with those results. And so I think Brady is a very good play caller. I think he's a, you know, I don't know if I would say creative, because creative, you kind of go to, you know, trick plays and that kind of thing. That's not really Brady. The Bills don't run a ton of that. They just do what they're really good at. They have plays, and then they have sort of options off of those plays, if that makes sense. And so I think Brady has done a really, really good job. My question about Joe Brady is not whether he's a good schemer when it comes to playing football or coaching football. My question is just more about whether he's ready to command a room full of professionals and a room full of men. You know, he does not. When you watch him speak, he is not an overwhelming presence in terms of press conferences and that kind of thing. And that doesn't have to necessarily mean that he wouldn't be a good head coach or anything like that. But to me, I wonder more about Joe Brady in terms of being a leader of men,
yeah,
more so than I do his knowledge of football. I mean, clearly that's there.
Yeah, no, it's a good point, because I say this a lot in terms of, like, hey, you know, you can be creative, but if you have to get creative, it means that the simple stuff isn't necessarily working for you. If I could just keep it simple and beat you anyway, that reminds me of, like, the Seahawks Legion of Boom defense. Everyone's like, oh, this is a great defense. Like, they did simple stuff. You just couldn't stop it. But just getting back to Brady, I'm just curious if you could kind of elaborate on that. Like, because he's in an interesting situation, because he came on as the quarterback's coach. Obviously, he and Josh Allen vibed well. But then Ken Dorsey gets fired. He takes over that role. A lot of times you'll see situations where they'll move on, you know, find a new offensive coordinator. You know, Sean McDermott wasn't exactly in the most stable of ground in that situation. You're kind of, you know, that's usually the step right before the head coach has to figure it out is, hey, we fired the offensive coordinator. Let's figure that out. And then the coach is next on that list. But what was it that, you know, you feel like led to Joe Brady keeping that job? And have you seen him kind of develop that, you know, I don't know what the word would be, but that kind of coaching toolbox over that time?
Yeah, I mean, so what led him to getting the job was he obviously came to the Bills as the quarterback's coach for Josh Allen. He developed a relationship with Allen, and the previous offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, did not have the success that the Bills were hoping that he would have, and it didn't work with Dorsey, and so they decided midway through last season to make a rather big change, and they promote Brady on an interim basis, and the Bills go on a run at the end of the year. They win, I think it was 6 games in a row to get into the postseason as the number 2 seed. And so the offense, you know, whether it was Joe Brady, whether it was Josh Allen, whether it was a combination of both, they were able to kind of right the ship and get to where this team should be when you have the type of quarterback that Allen is. You know, it was an interesting move, though, because they were so reliant on Stephon Diggs at the beginning of last season. And then when Joe Brady took over, he really sort of was phased out of the offense, that being Diggs. And, you know, that's a bold move for an interim offensive coordinator to take an alpha number one receiver like Diggs and say, no, this isn't how we're going to win. We're going to win doing it this way. And so I thought, you know, Brady doing what he did was really fascinating in terms of, you know, being bold and making those decisions. And then, you know, that goes into this year and the success that they've had offensively. Again, you know, guys, listen, I mean, Josh Allen is a career maker, right? You want to, you know, if Joe Brady leaves and takes a head coaching job, there is going to be a resume, a stack of resumes on Sean McDermott's desk to be Josh Allen's offensive coordinator, because why wouldn't you want to be? I mean, that's just how good the guy is. And so, you know, credit Brady for sort of making Allen comfortable, knowing what he does best, knowing what he does well, and not trying to reinvent the wheel here, right? You know, like, let Josh Allen go be Josh Allen and do his thing. I think Brady's done that really well. And if it ends up in him getting a head coaching position, you know, more power to him and congratulations to him. But if I was Joe Brady, I'd be cautious about what job I'm going to take, right? Because you look at Ben Johnson last year, he was picky. He goes back to Detroit, and he again is a really hot candidate. So if I'm Brady, I'm not taking just any job. I'm taking the right job for me. And, you know, it remains to be seen if that's there for him.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
I know the Buffalo Bills and Ravens matched up earlier in the regular season, and it was a run fest for Baltimore between Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. Curious how much the defense has changed for the Bills since that early meeting against the Ravens.
Yeah, well, they're healthier. The biggest change is that they've got three of probably their five most important defensive players, give or take, missed that game. That's linebackers Matt Milano and Terrell Bernard, and then nickel cornerback Taron Johnson. Taron Johnson's an all-pro. Terrell Bernard, I think, last year deserved Pro Bowl recognition. He didn't get it. He dealt with some injuries this year. And then Milano has been an all-pro in his career as well. He's missed a lot of time over the last couple of years, but he's been back here for about 5 or 6 weeks. And I think you're starting to see signs that he is becoming, you know, the Matt Milano of old. I don't know that he'll ever get back to the peak form that he showed, but having those three guys is the biggest change, without question, for the Bills. Had they been in the lineup that night, late in September, would the Bills have won? I'm not saying that 100%, but I think it would have been a more competitive game.
Sounds like we lost Jay, or he's having some connection issues. We'll try and link back up with him, but bad cell service. Even an issue nowadays, you figure with all the Wi-Fi towers, it wouldn't be.
Yeah, he said he was driving. Maybe he went through a tunnel. but hey, you know, it's good information, and I am fascinated to see. Do we have Jay back?
Yeah, he's back on the line. Sorry, Jay, we lost you for a sec.
Jay, you there?
Yeah, no worries. I'm sorry about that. I don't know just how much you heard, but the point I was making there was that those three guys, Taron Johnson, Matt Milano, and Terrell Bernard being back in the lineup for the Bills. They all missed that game against Baltimore in week four. I think is going to be a big difference maker for the Bills. I'm not saying that they would have won without, you know, with those guys in week four, but it certainly would have been a more competitive game, and that's what I'm anticipating on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, the other thing that's interesting to me in this matchup specifically is there's a few quarterbacks in the NFL that I feel like you get a certain version of them during the regular season, but there's always this kind of level, there's a leash on it of like, hey, I don't need to do that right now because the worst thing that could happen is I get hurt in week five and the season's over anyway, or get hurt in week 15 and the season's over anyway. And, you know, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, I would put at the top of that list of like, you get a different version of them in the playoffs when there's, you know, there's, all the stops are pulled out and you're just like, all right, go get it. And, you know, I'm curious if you kind of see that out of Josh. And then, you know, on top of that, I feel like both of these quarterbacks are also in that same mold of, hey, we all agree these are MVP caliber quarterbacks. But at this point, neither can point to the postseason and say, I am a playoff winning quarterback. Do you feel, does that weigh on the quarterback at all? Do you feel like you're getting that a little bit in terms of like he wants to prove himself? Or how do you see him approaching this game?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can only speak for Allen, and I don't see that really at all. I mean, Allen has been historically great in the playoffs. The reason that this team has lost in the playoffs is not Josh Allen. I mean, it's the defense. The defense has failed this team multiple years in a row in the playoffs. Josh Allen has done, with the possible exception of the divisional round loss to Cincinnati a couple of years ago, which I don't think the entire, that was just a couple of weeks after DeMar Hamlin had gone into cardiac arrest on the field, died on the field, quite frankly. And I just think that that team had hit an emotional wall and it went about as far as it could have gone. And I'm not using that as an excuse, but they were outclassed by the Bengals in that game. Outside of that, though, Allen has been excellent in his playoff career. So, you know, the reasons that the Bills have lost games in the playoffs has, I don't want to say nothing to do with Josh Allen, but very, very little. He has taken his game, which is already at a very high level, and found another way to even, you know, exceed that level. And so, but to your point, there is going to be that narrative about it, right? Because legacies are defined in the postseason. And so for Allen, for Lamar Jackson, this is a massive game. Like they have to, you know, they borderline have to win this game or else that storyline only becomes louder. The confusing thing to me a little bit is that Lamar doesn't maybe get it a little bit more than it feels like Allen gets it a little more. And Allen's numbers are, like I said, just really, really good in the postseason. So, either way, regardless, for both of these guys, this is going to go a long way toward defining the type of career that they have and the way that they're viewed, not necessarily by their own specific fan bases, who I think are going to love these guys unconditionally, but maybe from the outside observers, they're going to look at the result of this game, and it's going to go a long way toward, you know, defining their careers.
Jay, thank you for the time, man. Hoping the best for Buffalo because, man, oh, man, the Bills Mafia here in New Orleans for the Super Bowl would definitely be a sight to see.
It would, yeah, make sure that you get some reinforcements at those bars, all right? Make sure you get them all lined up and make sure they're well-stocked down there.
Oh, we'll be ready.
Make sure to stock up the Lifetime tables, too. I know that's a thing.
That's yeah, absolutely, all of that, yep.
Thanks again, Jay. Appreciate you.
Thanks,
man.
That was Bills beat writer at the Buffalo News, Jay Skursky there, helping us break down the Bills at Ravens and giving us some insights on Joe Brady.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam
on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.